This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I was Attorney General, I learned that the California Department of Corrections, which was a client of mine, I didn't get to choose my clients.
Right, a client of the Attorney General.
A client of the Attorney General, right. Of the Office of Attorney General, that they were standing in the way of surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. And there was a specific case. And when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. So it wasn't only about that case. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care.
That's taxpayer-funded medical care that Kamala Harris is talking about there. You know, the really important things that people are worried about when they go to the grocery store or try to fill up the pump from the pump at the gas station. Kamala Harris is the nominee to be. She's got to get the nomination officially from the Democrats. I'm waiting to see that happen before I stop holding my breath too terribly much. But she's trying to make the case to Americans. And the question is, can she beat Donald Trump? Let's talk to our friend Droy Murdoch about it. Nationally syndicated columnist and Fox News contributor. Welcome back, Droy. Good to have you here.
Annie, great to talk to you again.
Yep, you as well. I mean, the Kamala Harris, now she is, I guess, the heir apparent for the selection that is taking place on the Democrat side of the aisle. Do you think she's got what it takes to win?
Well, you know, I've been telling people, if you want to, go ahead and underestimate Kamala Harris, but never underestimate the Democrat vote creation machine. I do think Kamala Harris, given this tremendous opportunity to become president of the United States, I think she probably will be able to maintain sort of a basement strategy, don't come out very much, do very, very scripted events, stick to the teleprompter, don't give interviews. And if she can control her giggle and look serious, there are people who might give her a second chance, think, well, you know, maybe she's not going to be all that bad. If she does interviews and says crazy stuff like, you know, it doesn't matter what the Europeans think, I've been to Europe, and giggle, giggle, et cetera, then I think she's going to be, you know, in trouble. But what I do think, whether she's able to rise to the occasion or not, the Democrat vote creation machine, as I call it, could elect as president of the United States the phone on which I'm speaking or the microphone in front of you right now. You know, that machine is basically value neutral, and it will pump out mass mail-in ballots, absentee ballots, create drop boxes, which I think in Wisconsin just been told, a judge decided they're legal. They'll be back on the streets again. The ballot harvesting, registration of illegal aliens, I mean, all that stuff that the Democrats are very good at doing, that machinery will go into place. And all you need to do is, we've seen in 2016 and 2020, you know, if you can take about 100,000, 200,000 votes and sprinkle them the right way among Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Georgia, Michigan, you win the White House. So I would not in any way underestimate the ability of the Democrats to work all their turnout and phony ballot magic to get Kamala Harris in the White House. The GOP's got to be very, very focused. They ought to be right now, this second, going through the voter rolls and removing dead voters, illegal aliens, ineligible people. And the GOP, unfortunately, has done it sort of one voter at a time. A much more sensible way to do this, a guy named Jay Valentine, who is a technology expert who helped develop the anti-fraud systems for eBay and helped the TSA develop their they're a no-fly list. He has a much more sensible approach, which is to take voter rolls, compare them to property tax records, and if there are, let's say, 25 people registered at 385 Maple Street, turns out 385 Maple Street is a vacant lot, then you say, well, you can't live in a vacant lot, so these 25 phony voters are not going to get mass mail-in ballots. Now, it may turn out that for some reason some guy's a tent there, whatever it is. Well, that guy can go to the polls and say, look, I really do live there. He'll get his one ballot, but the other 24 people who don't exist will not have them mailed to that vacant lot and either have the ballots they're thrown on the ground or sent back to the post office where people can claim them, fill them out, and then drop them off for tabulation. So I really think this guy, Jay Valentine, who his website is omega4america.com, he lays out this approach of going after ineligible addresses on a wholesale basis rather than going after individual voters on a retail basis. It's a much, much faster way of cleaning the vote rolls and making it impossible for mass mail-in ballots to be sent to places they shouldn't be going.
You know, DeRoy, when I think about what the Democrats were able to change leading into the election last time in 2020 with COVID and really loosening the laws of how ballots can be collected and counted, the Republicans really need to get on that game if they want to change the game, because the way that laws were maneuvered in the last go around, the Democrats took advantage of those, Republicans didn't. Do you feel like the Republicans have done the work they need to get done in order to compete on that level coming into this election here in November?
I think they need to do a whole lot more work. I think they're focused basically on having people at the tabulation stations to make sure the votes are counted properly. The thing, though, is that an illegal ballot and a legal ballot look the same. Somebody who is a phantom voter who is dead, whose ballot is being cast on his behalf, even though he's been dead for 20 years, that ballot is not going to look any different from ballot that was dropped dropped off at a precinct or filled out in the ballot box at 5 p.m. that day by somebody who's actually alive with a pulse. And so you're sitting there watching those two ballots go through. They both look legit. You don't even notice. So what they really need to do, starting right now, starting at 2:14 Eastern time, which is 1 minute from now, is go through the swing states, starting with the swing states and then the non-swing states, and get the dead people off, get the illegal aliens off, and especially, again, go after the phony addresses. And if you get the phony addresses blocked off the voter rolls and tell the secretaries of state and the county election commissioners, I believe it's illegal under federal law to send ballot to a non-existent or an illegitimate address. And tell these people, look, we're telling you now that these, 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever number of phony addresses are on the rolls, we're informing you that these addresses are fake, and B, it's against federal law to mail ballots to them. So if you do, C, we're going to sue you, and we're also going to tell the FBI, the DOJ, et cetera. And if you want to go to jail, then great, but be aware that people do go to jail for this sort of thing, including, I believe, the head of elections in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, was caught doing this sort of thing, is now being prosecuted. So I think if these people have the fear of God in them, they may actually do their jobs legitimately rather than play games and break the law and steal the election like they did in 2020.
You know, DeRoy, I had taken some time off during the busiest news week of my entire lifetime, of course. That's how that
shook out. So did I. I was gone the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You're starting to sit by the pool and just relax with the kids, and it's like headline after headline.
And the world's melting down.
Yeah, I think back to when we would be having our conversations and talking about that Manhattan Alvin Bragg trial, and you'd have Donald Trump doing all he could do, which is to go to a bodega in New York City and talk to people, and there's people of every walk of life yelling, "We love Trump, we love Trump." And that in the moment was pretty telling. We've journeyed quite some distance since that moment in time to where we are right now. And it's July, we're upon August. November is coming, but there's a lot of road to travel still before Election Day actually arrives. I'm wondering how you feel about Donald Trump's positioning right now, politically, with the country, with the electorate. Do you think he's winning the day?
That's a good question. Well, certainly, as you say, the time the Alvin Bragg situation was going on, he very, very clearly and obviously was being persecuted. I think people had a lot of empathy for him for that. He was making great inroads with black voters. At some polls, up to 25-27% of the black vote was going his way. People were watching Joe Biden just melting down in office. Now those trials are basically, for the most part, wrapped up or tied up and don't look like they're going anywhere. Kamala Harris, who's black or at least mixed race, is on the ballot. That may bring some black voters back into the Democrat tent. And I don't think, unlike Tim Scott, J.D. Vance is not going to be tremendously appealing to black voters any more than, say, Tim Scott would be or Marco Rubio would have been for Hispanics. So I don't know if there's going to be much progress in that area. But then again, you've had President Trump barely escape being assassinated. I think it probably generated a lot of empathy for him, especially with him bouncing back up and shaking his fist and showing tremendous courage and resilience. So that's probably a plus for him. I think it's, you know, he's still ahead, which is good. But, you know, as you say, lots can happen between now and November. Who knows where all these investigations of the Secret Service will go? Who knows how much protection he's going to have in the future? Who knows if Kamala Harris will be able to get her act together and, you know, act less like a 10-year-old Girl Scout, more like the Vice President of the United States? I'm sure that there will be domestic and international crises between now and then. I really wish the election were this coming Tuesday, not 3 months from Tuesday. And I think we're now at 97 days before Election Day. But, of course, early voting is going to start probably in about 6 weeks, mm-hmm. Maybe mid-September or so. I think the state that starts voting earliest is either Minnesota or Pennsylvania, roughly September 15th or 20th, give or take. Lots and lots can change between now and then. So I'd say at the moment, Trump looks pretty good, but lots and lots can change. And if I were Trump, I would stay very focused. I would stick to the teleprompter. I would read very, very specific policy speeches, not drift off for, you know, 30, 40, 50 minutes and just kind of riff. And the more focused and policy-oriented he is, the better. And again, I would raise the question over and over, are you better off now than you were under Donald J. Trump? And I think most people would say, you know, despite Trump's personality and the craziness and the wild hair, et cetera, we were all living better and happier lives under Trump, at least up until COVID came in and ruined everything. And I would remind people about that, and I would be very specific about inflation, about energy, about the fact we had 4 Middle East peace agreements. Now it looks like we're going to have poor Israel's going to be facing war on the north with Lebanon, on the west with Gaza, and the east with Iran. And that was not the case when Trump was there. They had peace breaking out across the Middle East. Now it looks like the entire Middle East is on fire. I talk about peace through strength. I would talk about the right to try, lower crime, et cetera, and stick to the issues, stick to public policy. And I think if he does that, he'll be in a much better position to win back the White House.
Well, we have a lot to cover. And as you know, and I found out myself, that if you take time off, man, the news will still keep churning. It certainly did while we were out. Droy, thank you.
The news waits for no one.
No, it does not. It's very humbling, I might add.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct.
Thank you, Droy. We love talking to you.
Okay, very good, Annie. Thanks very much.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Nationally syndicated columnist, Fox News contributor, Droy Murdoch, there with us right now. I've looked up, as he was talking about that, the first days of voting. Minnesota votes 46 days before election. I just went to vote.org. In-person absentee voting 46 days before. Mississippi says 45 days before Election Day for eligible absentee voters. And then it says 3 days before Election Day at 12 p.m. for eligible absentee voters. I love the explanation next to Missouri. You people. Missouri offers in-person, no excuse, absentee voting at locations designated by local county election authorities starting the second Tuesday before Election Day. A qualifying photo ID is required to vote by no excuse absentee ballot in person.
Look at them go.
Yeah.
Look at you, Missouri.
I scroll up a little bit here and just throw up in my mouth. Illinois, 40 days before Election Day. It's like Lent. That's what it feels like. Just if we don't ever get the Easter at the end. Nebraska is 30 days before Election Day. New Mexico is 28 days. Some of these are like, I think Georgia was the fourth Monday before Election Day. So that's less than 30 days. Mm-hmm. But Ohio, 29 days before Election Day. The day after voter registration closed, but will be altered if this date or the voter registration deadline falls on a Sunday or a holiday. I think it was Colorado had this and Oregon has this. Oregon has all mail-in ballots. All mail-in ballots. Pennsylvania varies by county. Pennsylvania does not offer early voting, but counties may make absentee and mail-in ballot applications available to voters in person up to 50 days before Election Day. South Dakota, 46 days before Election Day. South Dakota always causing problems. Vermont, 45 days before Election Day. Virginia, 45 days before Election Day. Wyoming, 45 days before Election Day. I do actually understand a longer period of time to vote, maybe a couple weeks tops, in places where weather could be a factor in November. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Just one person, one vote. Yeah. If you're an American citizen, you get to vote. Maybe you lose your rights if you murder somebody, if you become a felon of that kind or something like that. But if you're an American citizen, if you can figure out how to fill out a ballot, you can figure out how to get an identification. Mm-hmm. Incredibly racist to suggest otherwise.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. That's all there is to it. One person, one vote, prove that you're one legitimate person at an address, mm-hmm. or however you get your ID. Homeless people can get IDs too. One person, one vote. Period. It's not that hard. Just do it right. Thank you, Missouri, for being so mm-hmm. specific and adding in no excuse to the descriptor of who can vote absentee. Let's take a quick break. More when we come back here. The YouTube live chat poll for today's: who do you support for Missouri governor? Jay Ashcroft, Bill Eigel, Mike Kehoe, or you're not in Missouri, you're supporting someone else. Who we got out there in the Annie Fry Show audience? Last time I checked, I'm going to give a little peek here once again. We got one candidate that's definitely got the majority going. So who you got? Maybe you can even it out a little bit or put the certain candidate far, far, far ahead. And we'll see if this has any reflection on what happens next Tuesday. Take a quick for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, back to the Annie Fry Show. Donald Trump is currently speaking with three reporters at the National Association of Black Journalists. Harris Faulkner is one of them. So they included a Fox News journalist in there, which I think is fantastic. Yeah. Harris is tops. And it's located in Chicago. And they're going back and forth on questions regarding police immunity. And I'd like to, let's pop in and listen right now. As they're asking this question, Donald Trump's responding.
Someone from Illinois, an unarmed black woman, was shot the other day in her home by a deputy sheriff. The deputy has since been charged with murder. You said police would get immunity from prosecution if you win. Why should someone like that officer have immunity, in your opinion?
Immunity?
Immunity.
I don't know the exact case, but I saw something. And it didn't look good to me. It didn't look good to me. Are you talking with the water, right?
Yeah, well, police unions are not backing this person either.
Okay.
But again,
are they going to be charging the officer? I guess they're charging the officer.
So why should he receive immunity?
Well, he might not. I mean, it depends. It depends on what happens. I'm talking about people that are much different cases than that. We need people to protect ourselves. And by the way, in Chicago, as an example, a few weeks ago, July 4th weekend, they had 117 shootings and 17 deaths. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. We need to have our police officers have the respect and dignity back. In this particular case, I saw something that didn't look good to me. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
So can you get a little more specific back to the immunity question? Who would make those distinctions?
Well, right now, for the most part, people are protected by their unions, by their police unions, or by their police departments. But I'm saying if I felt, or if a group of people would feel that somebody was being unfairly prosecuted because the person did a good job maybe with crime, or made a mistake, an innocent mistake. There's a big difference between being a bad person and making an innocent mistake. But if somebody made an innocent mistake, I would want to help that person.
What would those exceptions be? What would determine?
You go after somebody, and it's a very close call, and it's very dangerous. And you know, they have the policeman's life and woman is a very difficult thing because sometimes you have less than a second to make a life and death decision, and sometimes very bad decisions are made. They're not made from an evil standpoint, but they're made from the standpoint of they made a mistake.
So I want to follow up really quickly. I find it interesting because you do talk about reining in prosecutors, especially when it comes to prosecutors that are prosecuting you. Why doesn't that skepticism apply to law enforcement?
Well, I've been prosecuted because I'm a political opponent of two people that have weaponized our justice system. I've been prosecuted. I just won the big case in Florida. Everyone said that was the biggest case. That was the most difficult case. And I just won it. Now, Biden has a similar case, except much worse. I was protected under the Presidential Records Act. Biden wasn't because he wasn't president at the time. And he had 50 years worth of documents. And they ruled that he was incompetent and therefore he shouldn't stand trial. And I said, isn't that something? He's incompetent and he can't stand trial, and yet he can be president. Isn't that nice?
Mr. President,
but they released him on the basis that he was incompetent. They said he had no memory and he was a nice old guy, but he had no memory, and so, therefore we're not going to prosecute him. I won the case and it got very little publicity. I didn't notice ABC doing any publicity on it, George.
We cover you extensively, sir. I'd love to move over onto different topics.
I didn't notice you do any publicity on it at all. I won the case, the biggest case. This is an attack on a political opponent. I have another one where
sir,
I have
if you don't
a hostile
mind, I'd love
judge.
To move, we have you for a limited time, sir. I'd love to move on to different topics.
No, excuse
topics
you. You're
can.
The one that held me up at 35 minutes, just so you understand.
If we can move on now to the state of the race, sir, I want to get back to the campaign. Senator J.D. Vance is your running mate. He's had a lot of controversy lately, and I want to read you a few things that he has said in the past. He said the Democrats running the country are a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable, too. He's not talking here about how great it is to be a parent. He's attacking what he says are the choices people are making to not have children. Did you know that he had these views about people who do not have children before you picked him to be your running mate? And do you agree with him?
No, I know this. He is very family oriented and he thinks family is a great thing. That doesn't mean he thinks that if you don't have a family, it's not. I know people with families. I know people with great families. I know people with very troubled families. And I also know people with no families. They didn't meet the right person. Things happen. You go through life, you don't meet the right person.
But he's not just talking about families here.
And
he also says that people that don't have children should get less votes than those
right.
that do.
I'm just speaking for myself.
Is that your
campaign
position?
I'm speaking for him, too. He strongly believes in family. But I know people with great families. I know people with not great families that don't have a family. And the people without the family are far better. They're superior in many cases, okay? He's not saying they're not. What he's saying is that he thinks the family experience is a very important thing. It's a very good thing. But that doesn't mean that if you grow up and you grow older and you don't meet somebody that would be wonderful to meet and would have been good, that that's a bad thing. He's not saying that. My interpretation, you'll have to ask him, actually, but my interpretation is he's strongly family-oriented, but that doesn't mean if you don't have a family, there's something wrong with it.
Just one last point, and then we'll move on. Just one of the bedrock principles of American life is one person, one vote. Senator J.D. Vance has suggested that someone who has children should have more votes than a person who does not have children. I just want to be clear here. Is that the position of your campaign?
Well, no, but it's not something I have ever heard before. I can tell you this. Right now, you have illegal aliens coming into our country, many from prisons and many from mental institutions, and they want to give them votes. I don't think they should have votes. They came into our country illegally,
people
and they're taking the
American
vote away from all of the
vote,
people
sir.
In this room that have been here a long time, that have worked hard, that in many cases, and you'll see this happening, if I'm not elected, you're going to see it happen. If I am, you're not going to have any problem. But you're going to see it happening. A long time, you're going to see the people in this room and people outside of this room are going to be losing their jobs, the people that have come into this country illegally.
Mr. President, can we stay with just kind of the state of the race right now? Because I felt like that vice president question, candidate question was right in there with that. So let's talk about J.D. Vance for a little bit. He's had some stumbles out of the gate. I don't know if you're hearing what we hear as reporters, but it's been a tough couple of weeks for him. Why did you choose J.D. Vance?
Why didn't I?
Why did you choose him? And I'm having a hard time hearing, too.
I'll tell you why. I chose him because he's a very strong believer in work and the working man and woman, and especially the working man and woman who have been treated very unfairly, because you have many of them in this room. But you have many of those people, they were treated very unfairly. They worked very hard and they were treated unfairly. He wrote the book that became a bestseller. The movie became a smash hit. He's a very smart guy. Without the benefit of having a family that has contacts, like a father that was well connected, he got into Yale Law School. He graduated in 2 years from Ohio State, summa cum laude. You take a look at, you know, his career has been an amazing career. He started off at a level with a difficult family situation, very difficult with the mother and the father and everything else. He ends up going to Yale Law School and was one of the top students, became the head of the law journal. That's an amazing thing. He was in the military with great distinction for 4 years, got out, went into business, became successful in business, very successful in business, actually. Did public offerings and other things. And I have to believe in that. I mean, he's somebody that was born in a rough situation. Most of the people know that situation because it was very well documented in his book. And I have a lot of respect for somebody that can get into Yale and become one of the best students in Yale, that meets a young woman at Yale who was also outstanding, and they get married, they have a beautiful family. But he had he's made himself an amazing life. He then goes to Ohio, lives in Ohio, and he had my endorsement. That helped. But he wins the Senate. He becomes a United States Senator. So he's a United States Senator. So Harris, like I respect you for your success, I respect people for their success.
The reason I ask the question is because the last time you and I sat and talked was the day that you were shot. We'd been together for much of that day. You left to go to Butler, Pennsylvania, and we didn't know what was next.
Yeah.
And two days after that...
I cannot understand. Your microphone is
I know.
Is so
it is
muffled.
Really hard for me
I mean,
to
it's
understand
just, I can understand you perfectly.
Because she's closer.
I can understand you.
I'm happy to hear that, sir.
But I can't
really
understand, Harris.
I have a few more questions.
Because of the distance, and the mics are really in lousy shape, but I cannot understand
are you asking a question?
What you're saying.
So what I wanted to say was, the last time we spoke, you said some words that were prophetic, because I asked you who you wanted to choose for vice president.
Yeah.
And you said normally it really wouldn't matter what they would bring. You know, you choose somebody that you think has a future, that sort of thing. But you said these words 3.5 hours before an attempted assassination on your life. You told me that bad things happen, Harris, and that's why this decision is important this time. Bad things happen. You said it twice. When you look at J.D. Vance, is he ready on day one?
Does he what?
Ready on day one, if he has to be.
I've always had great respect for him, and for the other candidates, too. But I will say this, and I think this is well documented. Historically, the vice president, in terms of the election, does not have any impact. I mean, virtually no impact. You have 2 or 3 days where there's a lot of commotion as to who, like you're having it on the Democrat side, who it's going to be. And then that dies down, and it's all about the presidential pick. Virtually never has it mattered. Maybe Lyndon Johnson mattered for different reasons than what we're talking about, not for vote reasons, but for political reasons, other political reasons. But historically, the choice of a vice president makes no difference. You're voting for the president, and you can have a vice president who's outstanding in every way, and I think J.D. is. I think that all of them would have been. But you're not voting that way. You're voting for the president. You're voting for me. If you like me, I'm going to win. If you don't like me, I'm not going to win.
I'm going to get my J.D. Vance question in.
J.D. Vance?
I'm going to get my J.D. Vance question in. To your point and to Rachel's point, he has a lot of opinions about childless women like myself or divorced people like yourself. Do you think, I mean, my point is here.
At least it was said in a friendly manner.
My point is, do you think the party, the Republican Party, is getting a little bit too judgy about people's lives when you think about abortion or when you think about what J.D. Vance is saying?
I don't think, look, I think that the Democrat Party is really the one that has the problem. I think they're radical on abortion because they're allowing abortion in the ninth month. They're allowing the death.
But I think it's
they're allowing
freedom,
the
right?
death of a baby after the baby is born, based on
sir,
the
that's, that
governor
is
of Virginia.
In every state that's, in the
based on the governor of Virginia, they're allowing the death of the baby
is illegal.
After it's born.
It's
they're allowing abortions in the eighth and ninth month.
Well, Democrats have denied.
I think they're right, and I think the Republican Party is actually much lesser. I think I've made them much less radical, perhaps. But the Republican Party, what we're doing is bringing it back to the states where everybody wanted it: Democrats, Republicans. Liberals, conservatives, everybody wanted abortion brought back. They didn't want Roe v. Wade in the federal government. They wanted it. Everybody
But the majority of
back.
Americans oppose
Excuse
Roe
me.
V. Wade being overturned.
They don't know about this.
That,
right now they're voting. It brought it back to the states. Now, I happen to believe in the three exceptions. Ronald Reagan believed with rape, incest, life of the mother. I do. I think most people do. I think most Republicans do also. But if you take a look, right now, they're doing, it's an amazing thing, out of the federal government, it's in states, and people are voting. And I will say, Ohio is, let's call it a more liberal version, has been approved. Kansas, the same thing, a little bit surprising to a lot of people. But the people are now voting, and it's taking this issue that's been going on for 52 years and has torn our country apart, and it's giving it to the people to vote on. And they're voting. And many states have already voted. Others are in the process of voting. And it's bringing it back to the people and a vote of the people. And it's not at all radical. And again, you have to follow your heart. I happen to believe in the three exceptions. Most people believe in the three exceptions. Most Republicans believe in the exceptions. But they don't want to see an abortion in the ninth month or the eighth month. Almost everybody agrees to that. And they certainly don't want to see, in the case of the governor of Virginia, the former governor, I might add, who said, we set the baby aside, and then we decide what to do. Meaning, what do? We execute the baby.
Can I?
That's a radical, horrible position. And some people want that. I don't want it. Most people don't.
Thank you. Can I just pivot really quickly to another question about, you brought up health, Harris. You're an active man. We see you.
We're going to break in here because we've got to go to a commercial break, and we'll monitor this to see what else comes out of it. Any other headlines? I feel like Donald Trump is doing very Trumpian type of things here. I don't think that they're getting the best of him. I think that there are opportunities where if I were in Trump's position, I'd make more specific points. He filibusters. It's what Trump does. Kudos to Trump for going into the National Association of Black Journalists and talking to two, I'm not saying unfriendly, like as in humans, but just, you know, too
combative.
Yeah. And I mean, full respect to the journalists. I have nothing bad to say about any of the people around the stage. Harris Faulkner is obviously a friendly for Donald Trump, but good for him for going to Chicago to this convention and saying, let's go put Kamala Harris in the converse of this scenario and let's see how she does. And I don't say that like, I'm not saying that like, oh, she'll never do it or whatever. Just let's go through with the exercise and see what happens. I know that there are people listening right now who are on the left side of the aisle and they think that he's missing all of his marks because he's making conservative points. Of course you think he's missing his marks because you don't agree with his marks. I think he's doing well. And he even got the whole audience to laugh when the one journalist kind of insulted him in the way that they do. And he goes, yeah, but she said it in a friendly way. Everybody laughed. Everybody laughed. He got him. Let's take a quick break. Thomas Helbig is going to be in here when we return. I think Bob Kershaw is with him as well. We're going to talk about that event that we have coming up. And then in the 2 o'clock hour, we might dip back into this if there's more. React
Absolutely.
To it as well. Also, we want to know your thoughts on the YouTube live chat poll. Who do you support for Missouri governor? Ashcroft, Igel, Kehoe, or you're not in Missouri. Maybe you want somebody else. Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back. Nobody but me. Little dream.
smoke a little smoke.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We were just dipping in to listen to some of the Trump event with the National Association of Black Journalists. We might dip back into that in a little bit in the 2 o'clock hour. But my friend Thomas Helbig is in studio with us. He is a great sponsor of the Annie Fry Show in 97.1. And you know him from the Retirement Advisory Group. Go to retirementkey.com for more info. Thomas, we've got an event coming up next Tuesday, August 6th, 6:30 at the Front Neck Hilton. We could talk about that in a minute, but I heard that the Fed is keeping where they are right now.
Yes.
I'm looking at the Dow right now. It's up 442 points. I keep hearing from the Biden administration that the economy is the best in the nation or in the world. But I'd imagine if you're that person who's walking up to retirement, you can't hold your breath and expect all the good things to line up, at least the way they're telling us they are.
No, you can't. You can't. And folks, you don't want to miss this event next Tuesday at 6:30 at the Frontenac Hilton. Some of the things we're going to address is how the election, the coming election, is going to affect the markets. Number one, we will talk about that. Number two, the escalation of war in the Middle East. That is going to be a big impact on the markets if it keeps escalating. We will talk about that, so you don't want to miss it. But one of the two main things we will talk about, and we've been talking about this for 30-something years from our clients, we're going to teach you that linking to the market, if you're nearing retirement or already retired, that is the safest and most smartest way to have your retirement money, linked to the market. Because when you link to the market, you get the growth and the market's going up, but you eliminate the losses.
What does that mean? I'm not smart enough to understand what it means, linking to the market.
Linking to the market. That's why you need to come to this event. It's hard to explain, but when you own, let's say you own stocks and mutual funds, you have an ownership position in the market, which means you own the ups. Unfortunately, you own the losses.
Yeah.
When you link to the markets, and we will show you how to do it, and this strategy has been around for 30-something years now. When you link to the market, you get the growth of the market, but you eliminate the downside risk because you don't own it. Number two, you eliminate all the fees. And folks, we will talk about this at this event. If you're paying a normal 2% annual fee on a $500,000 retirement account, you will spend over $500,000 in fees over a 20-year retirement. On a $1 million retirement account, over 20-year retirement, you'll spend over $1.2 million. I will show you how to eliminate those fees. So come to this event. Go to retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com. Or call our office, 314-993-9494.
It's always,
you want to register.
Yeah, it's always fun to go to these events because the event actually starts at 6:30. I show up at 6 and I love the opportunity to meet you. So if you are able to get there before 6:30, I will meet as many people as I can. The rooms have been full before. So
and they're all 97.1 listeners that will be there. So
yeah,
you'll get to meet Annie. You'll meet Mark and Mark.
Yeah. I feel like it's a great opportunity. I don't know, five times a year that we do this
five
together.
Five times a year.
And it's a great opportunity to meet you. So I hope you sign up. Also, he has cookies and snacks, which is always a plus. And it's free. Doesn't cost you anything.
Doesn't cost you anything. And I only talk for 45 minutes. So it's fun. We have a little trivia at the beginning. And everybody gets up, says something, you and Mark and Mark. But we'll be done at 7:30. You'll be out of there in time to go home and have dinner or whatever. But folks, you don't want to miss this. There's a lot of things coming. The election that's going to affect the markets, the escalating of war in the Middle East. And we're going to teach you these strategies to eliminate the fees, eliminate the risk and the losses in your retirement account. So don't miss it. Go to retirementkey.com.
Are people retired? We only got like a minute left here, but are people postponing retirement right now?
Not really. It depends. The beautiful thing is, and this is what we love, what we do, when they come in and meet with us, we're going to put together their own personalized structured income plan, which will basically show them how much money they'll be able to have coming in retirement and how long their money lasts. And when these people see that, if they have enough and that meets their income, a lot of them say, I can afford to retire now. And that's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah,
lot of them say, I need to work one more year or two.
I guess people come in, they kind of have a dream of what retirement looks like.
Correct.
And maybe where investments and hobbies are going to flourish and maybe some things that are going to go away once that retirement sets in. But you really get to help them take a dream and turn it into reality.
That's exactly it. Turn it into reality. And that's what you want. One of these personalized structured income plans. So go to retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com and sign up, folks.
All right. Thomas Helbig, thanks for being in here. I'll see you Tuesday, August 6th at the Frontenac Hilton. 6:30 p.m. is when it starts. Like he says, he doesn't talk for long. You're out of there by 7:30. I will be there from 6 to 6:30. Mark and Mark will be there with me as well. So it's going to be an exciting day. We're going to do this. Then we're going to get some election results so you can go by and vote and then come by and visit us. But do reserve your spot. 314-993-9494. Thanks, Thomas. Appreciate
thanks
you
for
being
having
in
me.
Here with us.
Good seeing you.
Look forward to seeing you and Bob and Tammy and the whole crew at the retirement. They're the nicest people. RetirementKey.com. Let's take a quick break. Make sure you go vote in the YouTube live chat poll as well. Who do you support for Missouri governor? Is it Ashcroft, Igel, Kehoe, or someone else? Or maybe you're not in Missouri. Those are your options. Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Let us know who you think. Channel. We'll be right back. Nobody but me. Little drink, smoke a little smoke. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We were just dipping in to listen to some of the Trump event with the National Association of Black Journalists. We might dip back into that in a little bit in the 2 o'clock hour. But my friend Thomas Helbig is in studio with us. He is a great sponsor of the Annie Fry Show in 97.1. And you know him from the Retirement Advisory Group. Go to retirementkey.com for more info. Thomas, we've got an event coming up next Tuesday, August 6th, 6:30 at the Frontenac Hilton. We could talk about that in a minute, but I heard that the Fed is keeping where they are right now.
Yes.
I'm looking at the Dow right now. It's up 442 points. I keep hearing from the Biden administration that the economy is the best in the nation or in the world. But I'd imagine if you're that person who's walking up to retirement, you can't hold your breath and expect all the good things to line up, at least the way they're telling us they are.
No, you can't. You can't. And folks, you don't want to miss this event next Tuesday at 6:30 at the Frontenac Hilton. Some of the things we're going to address is how the election, the coming election, is going to affect the markets. Number one, we will talk about that. Number two, the escalation of war in the Middle East. That is going to be a big impact on the markets if it keeps escalating. We will talk about that, so you don't want to miss it. But one of the two main things we will talk about, and we've been talking about this for 30-something years from our clients, we're going to teach you that linking to the market, if you're nearing retirement or already retired, that is the safest and most smartest way to have your retirement money, linked to the market. Because when you link to the market, you get the growth and the market's going up, but you eliminate the losses.
What does that mean? I'm not smart enough to understand what it means, linking to the market.
Linking to the market. That's why you need to come to this event. It's hard to explain, but when you own, let's say you own stocks and mutual funds, you have an ownership position in the market, which means you own the ups. Unfortunately, you own the losses.
Yeah.
When you link to the markets, and we will show you how to do it. And this strategy has been around for 30-something years now. When you link to the market, you get the growth of the market, but you eliminate the downside risk because you don't own it. Number two, you eliminate all the fees. And folks, we will talk about this at this event. If you're paying a normal 2% annual fee on a $500,000 retirement account, you will spend over $500,000 in fees over a 20-year retirement. On a $1 million retirement account, over 20-year retirement, you'll spend over $1.2 million. I will show you how to eliminate those fees. So come to this event. Go to retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com. Or call our office, 314-993-9494.
It's always,
you want to register.
Yeah, it's always fun to go to these events because the event actually starts at 6:30. I show up at 6 and I love the opportunity to meet you. So if you are able to get there before 6:30, I will meet as many people as I can. The rooms have been full before. So
and they're all 97.1 listeners yes. that will be there. So yeah, you'll get to meet Annie, you'll meet Mark and Mark.
Yeah, I feel like it's a great opportunity. I don't know, 5 times a year that we do this
five
together.
5 times a year.
And it's a great opportunity to meet you. So I hope you sign up. Also, he has cookies and snacks, which is always a plus. And it's free. Doesn't cost you anything.
Doesn't cost you anything. And I only talk for 45 minutes. So it's fun. We have a little trivia at the beginning. And everybody gets up, says something, you and Mark and Mark. But we'll be done at 7:30. You'll be out of there in time to go home and have dinner or whatever. But folks, you don't want to miss this. There's a lot of things coming. The election that's going to affect the markets, the escalating of war in the Middle East. And we're going to teach you these strategies to eliminate the fees, eliminate the risk and the losses in your retirement account. So don't miss it. Go to retirementkey.com.
Are people retired? We only got like a minute left here, but are people postponing retirement right now?
Not really. It depends. The beautiful thing is, and this is what we love when we do, when they come in and meet with us, we're going to put together their own personalized structured income plan, which will basically show them how much money they'll be able to have coming in retirement and how long their money lasts. So when these people see that, if they have enough and that meets their income, a lot of them say, I can afford to retire now. And that's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah,
lot of them say, I need to work one more year or two.
I guess people come in, they kind of have a dream of what retirement looks like.
Correct.
And maybe where investments and hobbies are going to flourish and maybe some things that are going to go away once that retirement sets in. But you really get to help them take a dream and turn it into reality.
That's exactly it. Turn it into reality. And that's what you want, one of these personalized structured income plans. So go to retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com and sign up, folks.
All right. Thomas Helbig, thanks for being in here. I'll see you Tuesday, August 6th at the Frontenac Hilton. 6:30 p.m. is when it starts. Like he says, he doesn't talk for long. You're out of there by 7:30. I will be there from 6 to 6:30. Mark and Mark will be there with me as well. So it's going to be an exciting day. We're going to do this, and then we're going to get some election results so you can go by and vote and then come by and visit us. But do reserve your spot, 314-993-9494. Thanks, Thomas. Appreciate you being here with us.
Good seeing you.
Look forward to seeing you and Bob and Tammy and the whole crew at the retirement. They're the nicest people. RetirementKey.com. Let's take a quick break. Make sure you go vote in the YouTube live chat poll as well. Who do you support for Missouri governor? Is it Ashcroft, Igel, Kehoe, or someone else? Or maybe you're not in Missouri. Those are your options. Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Let us know who you think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.